In that regard, one of the comments in your editorial was about the CALGB trial on the elderly. Can you talk a little bit about that?
So that trial makes the assumption that chemotherapy is beneficial. It is not a trial of chemotherapy versus nil. And the question is whether one type of chemotherapy might be more acceptable by being less toxic than another. So in that trial, you are either allowed to receive what would be considered one of the standard regimens, AC or CMF, or you are randomly assigned to capecitabine, with the assumption that oral capecitabine will be less toxic than either AC or CMF. Or I shouldn't say the assumption, that's actually a critical part of the study, whether it's a more acceptable regimen, and we'll see. I think this gets back, actually, Neil, to some of the biology, which is that we know that older women are more likely to have ER-positive cancers. And I'm increasingly convinced that estrogen receptor-positive cancers are less sensitive to chemotherapy in general, not a specific agent. So they're more sensitive to the hormone therapies, in fact, absolutely, compared to ER-negative patients, but they're also less sensitive to chemotherapy. And we've seen data from the individual cooperative groups now, especially CLGB and Don Barry have reported that. And we've seen now a hint of that in the last overview, that the proportional reduction in ER-positive patients is less than in ER-negative patients. So this gets to most women who are in their 60s and 70s will have an ER-positive breast cancer. And therefore, this is one reason why chemotherapy may be less effective in that group, is just because they have a different biological subset. I believe that an ER-negative patient, regardless of her age, is more likely to benefit from chemotherapy just because ER-negative cancers are more likely to benefit. So I think it's not her age. I think it's A, the biology of the cancer, and B, the comorbidities of the patient, and C, her perception.
Just to follow up on a really controversial issue, which is the question of whether or not the regimens with docetaxel, like TAC, have a greater impact on patients with ER-positive tumors than regimens with paclitaxel, like Dostense ACT. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, I think that's based on a single subset of a single trial and making indirect comparisons across studies. And personally, in the absence of a better set of data to review, I don't think we can say that. In the studies of paclitaxel versus nil, there is an increasing evidence that estrogen receptor negative patients are more likely to benefit than estrogen receptor positive patients. I'm not sure that's specific to paclitaxel or just chemotherapy in general, but that's been reported now in two or three studies. And in the single Breast Cancer International Research Group, the BCIRG study of TAC versus FAC, that subset analysis was not observed. In other words, it was equally effective in ER negative and ER positive patients. So does this mean that somehow magically docetaxel works in ER-positive patients as well as ER-negative patients, whereas paclitaxel is less effective in ER-positive and negatives? I don't think so. I think, again, I'll say it, I believe that's an interesting hypothesis derived from an unplanned subset of a single study compared to other studies, and that's always risky to take home in terms of treating patients.